The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
It's possible having two three-time NBA scoring champions on the court at the same time might be a problem for some teams to stop. The Nets, 125. The Bucks, 123 last night. Durant, Harden, combining for 138 points in their two games as teammates. And today for Brooklyn, Kyrie Irving practiced. And now all signs pointing to him playing Wednesday at Cleveland. J.A. Adande, Israel Gutierrez, Frank Isola around the horn. Thank you for being here. Speaking to the media today, Kyrie said he just needed a pause. Does that adequately address everything with Brooklyn? Frank Isola, first to you.
Yeah, I think everyone had been waiting. 2 weeks ago, Kyrie played his last game, and he was phenomenal against the Utah Jazz. We haven't seen or heard from him since. He didn't really explain what his absence was. And my point has always been, everyone else can play amateur psychiatrist and medical doctor, try to figure out what the problem was. But if I'm the Brooklyn Nets, this is what I know. I have James Harden, Kevin Durant on my team. Kyrie is here right now. How long will he be here? How do I know that he's not just going to take 2 weeks off again, maybe when the playoffs roll around? So if I'm Steve Nash, great. He's here now. How long will he be here? I don't know. That's the way I have to proceed, thinking that Kyrie Irving may leave at any point.
Israel Gutierrez, when you hear Kyrie say, I just needed a pause, is that enough for you?
Well, when he was asked to expand on that, he essentially said, I've told the people who need to know the details they need to know. So as long as that is true, and as long as that is the case, and maybe Frank, Kevin Durant, and you know his teammates James Harden and his coach Steve Nash, maybe they do or do feel confident that he will return for a long period of time. Maybe they do know more details about personal family situation that kept him out. And as long as, you know, they're not condemning him on the way back, then I think we can see that there's clearly some reason why he was gone. I just think it's a matter of communication. And when it comes to us in the media, or when it comes to the fan base, there's an expectation of that communication. And while I understand there are different reasons, Kyrie hasn't really explained why. When he says something like, I want my actions to, I want to be judged by my actions and I want them to speak for themselves, they're not speaking for themselves. They might need you to help out just a little bit.
J.A. Adande.
Well, Israel, the question then becomes, is what is best for Kyrie Irving also what is best for the Nets? And I'm not so sure those two things are aligned right now. And I want to see Kyrie do whatever he needs to do to make himself healthy and happy. That's the number one priority for him. As for the Nets, the good news is what they showed last night is they're not really dependent on Kyrie Irving if they can get that type of performance from Harden and from Durant, and I don't see any reason to expect why they can't. And if they can get anything resembling what they got from Jeff Green and Joe Harris, who made 9 of their 16 three-pointers last night, again, you can't count on that every night, but if you can get something close to that from them, then
they're
good.
What we saw last night, I said it was 138 combined points in their first two games as teammates for Durant and Harden. That's one off the all-time record, which is held by Wilt and an empty chair. Because Wilt had 139 himself in his first
York
game.
Lloris.
York Lloris was the teammate that has the other previous record. So, Frank, what are we talking about here with these two, and just make it these two, on the court at one time? What do you see in their growth from where they were 10 years ago at OKC?
Oh, come on. I mean, you know, they know how to play together. They're both extremely talented. And remember, too, they beat the Milwaukee Bucks. That's a terrific team. Durant has been at an all-star, I mean, an MVP level since he's played this season. You know, when you look at James Harden play, he looks like somebody's uncle who's showing up at the park about 45 years old, a little out of shape, and he goes out there and he dominates everybody. Wait until he gets his fitness and it improves, because he is going to be off the charts. He is such a terrific player, both scoring the ball, passing the ball, and I'll tell you what, they're going to be a very – you said to me last week, say they're the best team in the East. Tony, they're the best team in the East.
Well, you didn't say it last week. You paused. You needed to see it, and you saw it with your own eyes, and that's fun. Israel Gutierrez, is that what you saw?
Well, it's funny. If you think of James Harden's teammates or groups of teammates in the past, Think of the comfort level he had when he was with Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook, being able to be the sixth man, having those guys around him and just being able to play his role. And then he goes to Houston and flourishes, right, and becomes this main attraction. His teammates weren't great. Dwight Howard, Chris Paul, by the end of it, were at each other's throats. And, you know, last year with Russell Westbrook, by the time it was done, they were just experimenting too much with the roster. He goes back a better player and still has that comfort level of I'm teammates with that guy and soon with Kyrie Irving as well. He can just play relaxed and free. It's not all on him to create everything in the offense here.
But you're not saying they're the best team in the East
early on,
or you are. I'm not hearing the words. Let me hear the music.
Come on.
I am not ready to say they're the best team in the East yet. Not yet.
J.A., how about you?
Tony, how about we can say Kevin Durant is the best player in the East? He's like a scientist in the laboratory out there right now, doing whatever he wants, experimenting, making floaters off the wrong foot in the lane, still going in. So he's dominating. He was the best player on the court last night with the two-time MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo out there. So it's amazing. We're not giving enough attention to this story. Kevin Durant coming back from this Achilles tear. Dominating, playing better than
That's
ever.
It's been very good to see, actually, someone come back from the Achilles like he has, because we weren't so sure about that. You kind of forget that. We weren't sure. We're going to move on now from Brooklyn to Queens and the Mets story. And I want to say this is a Mets story, but this is also a story about this business and so much more. The report from Jeff Passan and Mina Kimes yesterday, leading to the immediate firing of Mets GM and Jared Porter today for sexual harassment in the workplace. Porter sent graphic, uninvited text messages and images, allegedly, to a reporter in 2016 when he was working for the Cubs. The reporter, who had decided to be unnamed, did not come forward for 3 years out of fear for her job and repercussions in this business. She's coming forward now because she has left the business. And that's terrible and so damning of this business in which we've made our careers. And I want to talk to you now specifically about the details in this story, because sometimes the details are left out because they're uncomfortable. But let's go ahead and give the details here. This was one conversation in an elevator between two professionals in the business. One meeting about international prospects, which led to an exchange of business cards. 62 consecutive unresponded text messages, including, "You're beautiful, you're gorgeous, do you have a boyfriend, meet me in a hotel, am I annoying you?" Then dozens of images, an image of a bulging crotch, and then an image of a naked, erect penis. Now, this is a story about harassment. This is a story about the power dynamic between men and women in the business place, and also a power dynamic between a native speaker and a foreign speaker, as Mina Kimes has instructed me in her research here. First to you, J.A. Donde, I'd ask you, as a professor of journalism at Northwestern's Medill and also as a reporter, what do we have here?
Well, Tony, as you alluded to earlier, it's really not necessarily a Cubs or a Mets issue. This is a Major League Baseball problem, and this should be addressed at the highest level, the Office of Commissioner. Particularly, people were wondering, what are the Mets going to do? Well, it didn't even happen on their account. But what is baseball going to do to make it clear that there is no place throughout the entire sport for this type of behavior? What type of protocols are they going to establish? And one of the alarming things of this story was that a Cubs employee became aware of this when it was going on and talked to both of the parties involved, but didn't report it to anybody, didn't turn this in. So that's one thing I've learned teaching universities, is there are protocols that need to be established and followed to report and to prevent this type of harassment going on. What is baseball going to do about it? This is an industry problem. That's the highest level we can do. It's a society problem. It's a global problem. Apparently, the woman doesn't feel comfortable to this day speaking out because of the blowback she would get in her home country and the negative connotations they would have, even though she was the victim. So there are global problems, but at the highest level that's responsible here, which is the Office of the Commissioner, they need to do something about this throughout the sport.
Well, the first thing that came to mind, Tony, and you mentioned this just a second ago, that Mina mentioned, is that it was a foreign reporter, and I was sort of grossed out by the idea of taking advantage of somebody in a different country as well. But the other thing that came up to my head was just glad that it was exposed. And never mind that we can have a different discussion about just how fearful women have to be in these situations, is this being an example of her having the text receipts and still not exposing him until after she left the business shows you how fearful you have to be, or you are going to be in that situation. But mostly sort of good, just expose the stupidity, expose the lack of morals for somebody who would know that there is a paper trail for this, and you still act this way. The more these stories get exposed, hopefully the more men, you know, men in power, but men in general, remember to, hey, respect the other person, because you're going to get exposed for who you are. And now, you know, now that we have the technology to do so, it's more and more likely to happen.
Israel, you say that, and I appreciate you saying that. What part of you recognizes it took 3 years for this to come out, and it took somebody, this takes my breath away, leaving the business. That was the only way she was going to come forward with this.
It tells you just how fearful, like I said, it tells you how fearful they are in these situations and how serious it is. A lot of these men take these situations way too flippantly, and look what we're talking about here. Somebody who held on to this to preserve her career when really she did not have to do that.
And Frank Isola?
I covered the Mets for 2 years, and you know, when you're in a baseball clubhouse, when I was covering, it still kind of was an old boys club. I think that's changed a lot. I think even back then it was somewhat uncomfortable for guys, certainly for women, but I do think there have been some changes. I give the Mets a lot of credit right here for having a zero tolerance policy. You know, Jay brought up that the Cubs, they did have an employee that was aware of it, and you mentioned the commissioner's office. Right now, Theo Epstein, who was running the Chicago Cubs, he's serving as a special advisor to the commissioner of baseball. I'd be very interested to hear what baseball has to say about it. The way this whole story went down, you know, Tony, you're talking about 3 years, but from the time the story appeared until the Mets took action, that was about 12 hours. You want to talk about a quick news cycle. So I do think the attitudes, there's always going to be, you know, an individual that has certain feelings and is going to do inappropriate things. But I think the reaction from the Mets and in baseball in general, I think that's a sign of progress.
Okay. I want to sit in this for just a little bit.
Sign of progress? How long do we get to celebrate, though?
I think we need to sit in this for a second, because I thank you all for your thoughts, and I appreciate your thoughts. I think it's necessary for men to do a reckoning here. But it's also of the utmost importance that we hear the voices of women. And through world complications, I want to say this. Today, we couldn't go to our full roster of panelists for the show today. So that makes it very, very important for me to hear the experiences of some of the women you know on our show and some of the women beyond. So I'm going to read from them right now. I don't do this often on the show. I'm going to read from a script, so please bear with me. But Sarah Spain, of course, our own. The ceiling for women in this industry is higher than ever, but the basement is the same. Same sexual harassment, some same BS power dynamics that I was starting out. Britt Giroli of The Athletic. When Jared Porter got hired, many, many people lauded the Mets for his character and integrity. Let this be a lesson. Just because somebody returned your calls doesn't confirm who their character is. Erica Block of SB Nation. It took Kim Eng 30 years to get the job Jared Porter had up until this morning. Nancy Armour, if you're asking why she didn't tell anyone, why didn't she come forward sooner, you're part of the problem. And there's one more, Amy K. Nelson. I mean, this is somebody I remember following in this business. 10 years ago, I remember putting together a list, somebody I'd like to see on Around the Horn. Maybe Amy K. Nelson could fit that role for us. She said this is part of the reason why she left the business 8 years ago. And here's the thing. She's doing incredible work wherever she is. I almost forgot she was in this business and being a sports reporter. And that's the thing that you never could bring back. The toothpaste that's out of the tube. All the voices that have been silenced, all the voices that have been lost because of what is systemic in this business and this culture. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in Buy or Sell.
What's up, kiddos? I'm Clinton Yates of Around the Horn. Whenever I go to cover games or attend events in Los Angeles, I'm always keeping my eye out for the best dressed person in the room. I saw Diego Luna at the Andor red carpet launch event, Star Wars, folks, and he looked head of state fresh. Now you can also be that person too, whether you're sitting courtside, attending a fancy dinner, or going to a wedding. With a fully custom suit from Indochino, you'll walk into wedding season looking like $1 million for way, way less. They start at just $4.99. With Indochino, you can design the suit of your dreams and fine-tune every detail, including lapels, linings, monograms, pocket flaps, etc. A tailored fit from home. Set up your measurement profile on Indochino's website and choose customizations without even leaving the house. Look your best this wedding season at the table or on the dance floor when you wear Indochino. Go to Indochino.com today and use code HORN to get 10% off any purchase of $3.99 or more. That's INDOCHINO.com, promo code HORN.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Back page of the New York Post. Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes for the Jets to land Deshaun Watson. This was liked digitally by Deshaun Watson. Frank, this is your account. The position that the Jets are in, both cap-wise with Sam Darnold with the number 2 pick and new coach Robert Saleh. What can they do for Watson? Could it be the match?
I think if you're the New York Jets and Sam Darnold has yet to prove himself like Deshaun Watson has, they have the salary cap space, they have the assets, you have to look into this. And I think that's an encouraging sign that he liked that back page of the New York Post. So if you're the Jets, do everything you can to bring in a franchise quarterback like Deshaun Watson. Absolutely.
And what are we talking about here? The number 2 pick and then the first round pick the year after and the year after? Well, and maybe the year after?
Ooh, I don't know about that because you still have to build a defense. There's still players that you need. But I think the Jets clearly open for discussion right now.
Israel Gutierrez?
Look, I understand that you want out. I understand that this back page is an opportunity for you to create more of a mess. But do you really want to go from a mess of a franchise in the Houston Texans to this other mess of a franchise in New York? I mean, look, I know you want to get out, but I don't know if this is the way to go. You're basically giving up a bunch of draft picks and giving up some of your future, and you're not really surrounding him with a whole lot. If I'm Deshaun Watson, I don't know if Jets are top of my list. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, but if you were the Jets, Deshaun Watson would be at the top of your list, potentially.
Of course.
Jay Adande, how about you?
Yeah, but Israel, it shows how bad the situation is in Houston if the Jets seem appealing to Deshaun Watson. It's not often that a franchise out-inepts the Jets, but that's what's happening here. And I don't want them to worry about their trove of draft picks. How many times have we seen the New York Jets are on the clock early in the draft, and what do they have to show for it? Nothing. Go get
it's not always gangrener.
Top quarterbacks in the league.
Well, it is fascinating what's potentially on the table for all these teams, right? Jacksonville at least might be thinking Trevor Lawrence or Deshaun Watson. The Jets are thinking Justin Fields, Sam Darnold, Zach Wilson, or Deshaun Watson. The Bears are thinking Deshaun Watson. There's one more team, Israel. I don't want to scoop you here, but off air, you were saying it, roll tape. The Los Angeles Rams, Sean McVay was
there
in his exit meetings, you know, we're going to evaluate everything. We're going to look at everything. Well, that includes Jared Goff. So, Israel, could the Rams be in it for Watson? How'd you hear McVay's everything is being evaluated?
I mean, why not? Why would you commit to Jared Goff if Deshaun Watson is clearly on the market out there? And whatever they have to offer, whether it be future draft picks, whether it be a nice player to throw into the mix, that would seem to be an appealing situation for Deshaun Watson. So if I'm Sean McVay and I'm frustrated because I'm the play caller, I'm the offensive creator, and my quarterback can't execute that, then yeah, I'm going to go looking for another guy. Oh, maybe one of the best ones in the league.
So now let's think this one out. What would be more attractive for Houston? Would it be Jared Goff? Would it be Sam Darnold? Would it be Mitchell Trubisky? I mean, you're giving away draft picks, but you're going to be sending a quarterback in return. Jay Adande, you have a view of it?
Well, just from the Rams' perspective, I'm buying Sean McVay's ambivalence about Jared Goff, who's given plenty of opportunities, been given him plenty of money, and he's been mediocre. So I think it is time for the Rams to move in a different direction, especially while they still have this great defense led by Aaron Donald.
Frank, were you shaking your head no here? You believe the Rams should hold on to Goff?
No, I'm not saying that at all. And I think, you know, Jared Goff's $100 million contract is guaranteed. His starting job isn't. But it's pretty remarkable. The guy did play in a Super Bowl. And a couple of weeks ago, with a bad thumb, he came off the bench and beat Seattle on the road. Now it's like he's yesterday's news. I think I like what Sean McVay has done. You're telling everyone is on notice, except for Aaron Donald.
So you would trade Goff for You would trade Goff for Deshaun Watson. Goff and a lot of other things for Deshaun Watson if you're LA.
Yes.
That's what I'm
Yes.
Okay.
I would.
Justin Fields announced he was a pro. We mentioned him earlier. And my question to you, Jay, is after seeing him in the title game, after seeing him against Clemson the game before that, is he still looking like a top 2 or 3 pick?
I think so. And yeah, I saw him. You know, I was watching when he played Northwestern, the Big Ten championship game. Didn't look so good then, but I learned my lesson because Dwayne Haskins looked great when he beat Northwestern for the Big Ten championship. hasn't worked out so much in the NFL. So the lesson, don't pay attention to the Big Ten champion when you're projecting your quarterbacks. So I think Haskins is the top 10
pick. Yeah. Could the lesson also be don't draft Ohio State quarterbacks? Frank Isola, where are you?
Yeah, you nailed it, Tony. You know, Ohio State turns out a lot of great NFL players. They really haven't turned out quarterbacks. Is that unfair to Justin Fields? Absolutely it is.
Absolutely.
But I do know that game against Clemson, he took a big hit. He came back out there. He showed a lot of toughness and leadership. I'm not sure about top two, top three, but I think top 10, certainly.
Mm-hmm. Israel?
And it's been such a it was such a difficult season for him as well. So for him to shine the way he did in that semifinal, I think was confirmation that he is definitely top of the draft type of pick. It really just depends on who's up there. Is it going to be Houston grabbing, you know, that number three from Miami? And, you know, will they have Tua and not need a draft quarterback? It really just depends. Will BYU's quarterback sort of jump him? We don't know, but he'll be in the top 10 for sure.
Oh, wow. So nice of you guys. So magnanimous to put him in the top. All you guys want Deshaun Watson, and you want to give up nothing for him. All you guys.
Yes.
I mean, it's amazing.
Jalen Ramsey.
Frank.
There.
Frank, you wouldn't give up three first-round picks for Deshaun Watson. That's what I'm hearing. Okay.
And by the way, the Jets did make the conference championship twice within the last 15 years. So let's stop about how terrible
15 years? Wait a second. Take some points off. Frank's going the wrong way. You're going to praise 15 years?
Rex Reiner.
That's it for Frank. Israel Gutierrez and Jay and Dunne. Izzy, you made showdown next.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Tennessee Volunteer football. Last three seasons, 7 losses, 4 losses, 7 losses. Jeremy Pruitt has been fired. So now they're looking for a new coach for the fifth time in 12 years. Bruce Feldman of The Athletic reported Peyton Manning will be involved in the decision. So they go to the big volunteer. Who would you volunteer, Israel Gutierrez?
Well, the funniest name I saw on the list was Lane Kiffin. Talk about a retread. But could you imagine if Peyton Manning comes back and says, here's what I think, hire Lane Kiffin. Yeah, that's the guy. Nobody would want Peyton Manning back.
Jay Adonde.
What if Peyton Manning pulls a Dick Cheney and goes from vetting all the candidates to deciding, you know what, I'm the best candidate. I think he'd do it for old Rocky Top. Yeah, he's got a good life right now, but he wants to see his alma mater.
You think
back
he would give
top.
Up the life he has right now to go?
No way.
I don't know about that. Point Gutierrez, showdown two.
He's a loyal.
Warriors beat the Lakers last night. LeBron's would-be game winner not able to drop. Lakers blew a 19-point lead here, and the Warriors got somebody, anybody, Oubre body, join Steph. The offense. What type of win for Golden State? What type of loss for the Lakers, Jay?
It was the fourth loss in 8 home games for the Lakers, which is a sign that during the pandemic, when teams can't come and hang out in LA,
nah, it's a nothing loss for the Lakers. They got a long road trip ahead of them. They were probably looking forward to that. Nice feel-good win for the Warriors. It'll probably do more for them than anything for the Lakers.
Okay, when you put it that way, maybe I shouldn't even ask the question, Israel Gutierrez. FaceTime, though, goes to Israel Gutierrez. 30 seconds.
Thanks, Tony. And over the weekend, I read a lot of predictable responses about Ralph Lauren dropping Justin Thomas after the golfer uttered a gay slur after missing a putt in a recent tournament. And I want to say a couple of things. One, no, it's not an indictment of Justin Thomas as some blatant homophobe. We don't have enough evidence of that. But also, no, it's not too early for Ralph Lauren to drop him because they don't have to pay him while he goes over and addresses these shortcomings. The main thing is just please stop saying the word. Stop saying it in private. Stop saying it when you think there's nobody else but heterosexuals around. It's damning, it's dangerous, it can be deadly. Please stop saying that word.
Thank you, Israel. It's no different than stories we've talked about the last 2 days. Taking a break. See you tomorrow.